Right, oh, watch out. Boys in the Band podcast, Pete Smith and Rich Gallagher. We just walked out of Hammersmith Apollo. Razorlight just absolutely smashed it, Rich. How do you feel?
Yeah, fucking sweaty, mate.
You are so sweaty. I don't know if anyone sees the pictures on our Instagram or on Twitter, but Rich is pulling an Erling Haaland look. He went full hair down, just like Erling Haaland for Man City the other night against Arsenal.
It wasn't our choice, mate. It just came. It went flowing.
Well, it turned on, didn't it? Because first part of the gig, we wandered in to the Hammersmith Apollo. I felt my age, Rich. It was all very quiet. It was very still. Everyone was just watching Razorlight play the first few songs. But those absolute bangers just seemed to pass over the crowd.
They did. I was absolutely shocked. Like, rewind the years to when I was absolutely bouncing down the front to Rip It Up. And they open with it. They open with Rip It Up. And there's barely a ripple in the crowd. It was so calm. It was like, it was just like an old-fashioned testimonial at football. There was no sort of interaction at all where we were anyway. And it just felt very, very strange. But luckily, things did pick up as time went on.
Well, we took our opportunity, didn't we, to use that staticness around us to weave our way down to the front. And we spotted a few like-minded people.
Indeed.
Bouncing around, regardless of what was going on around them. And I think maybe halfway around, you might have to remind me what song it was, but it did actually go off, and then it didn't stop going off for the rest of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Rock and Roll Lies?
Before I Fall to Pieces?
One of those ones where it really did really, really kick off. Yeah, because up until then, it certainly felt as though that the majority of the crowd were there from album two onwards. And there was not that much interest in album one, that obviously the one, the Up All Night, that me and you got into first time round. But then it just took a little spark, took a little cluster of people down the front, just sort of getting in a little bit harder than the rest. And we sort of went and joined them. And all of a sudden, not to say we were instigators, but it did really seem to kick off after that.
Yeah, I felt we were.
I think we read the crowd or we led the crowd. It's up to you.
No, I think we were instigators. I think when people saw the Boys and the Band Boys going hard, they knew that the party was on. And it was strange. I think I said to you during one of the songs that if this had gone off in Dingwalls, like the whole crowd would have been on the stage. It would have gone mad, 2005, 2006. But here we are, 2023. Yeah, it took a bit of warming up.
It did.
We got in there. Talking about warming up, Rich, talking about exercise. I made a few comments during the gig, more than a few comments.
You did.
Johnny Borrell. Talk about this man's body. I mean, I'm asking you to talk about it. I really want to talk about it.
Yeah, you do. You didn't stop going on about it because looking at these lads on stage, you know, to be fair, they don't look that dissimilar to what they did 15 years ago. Johnny Borrell is still in the peak of his fitness. You know, shirt open, as you would expect. You know, high-waisted jeans or whatever, kind of flare things going on down there. They were looking good from where I was. But in terms of, yes, his body, Pete, like you're obsessed with, you know, him and Carl and Andy and Bjorn as well, they just looked almost identical frames and shapes that they did 15 years ago. And, you're not doing too bad, but I dare say I would love to be in their position nowadays.
Well, I like to think, I won't comment on yourself, Rich, but I like to think that I keep myself in good nick. I go for a few runs, I go for a light cycle, I like to do a bit of sport. I like to go to the gym occasionally, Rich. Occasionally. I mean, I just want to know how many press-ups Johnny Borrell does to get pecs like that at his age. I mean, you seem to suggest that he wasn't much older than us. Might not be much older than you, a little bit older than me. But no, very impressive performance from Razorlight from start to finish. Finished with America. Can we just talk about this? Finished with America. Because you mentioned there that you thought the crowd, maybe they read the mood of the crowd, but the crowd very much more sort of later stuff, maybe more mainstream Razorlight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I would quite happily have come to Hammersmith Apollo and just seen them play tracks one to whatever it was off the debut album and just play it straight through. But America to finish, that felt to me a little bit anticlimactic because, you know, everyone says they like that's probably their biggest selling song, right? But for me, that's not my favourite Razorlight song.
No, absolutely. You know, I 100% agree with you. It's not my favourite either. But in terms of anticlimactic, I think it was very climatical. In the Hammersmith Apollo tonight, the whole place went up for it. And even though it might not be our favourite, I think it definitely was the fan favourite.
Well, they were.
It did finish off the night in a really amazing way, I thought.
For most of the crowd, but not for me. So, and that's the way I judge it. So there were maybe 20 people on shoulders, but there was a song earlier in the night where it was just me on your shoulders, and that for me was the real highlight.
And it's all about what you liked, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they played Vice like in the middle of the set. Vice is your best song, guys. Go big. It's the best song. And also, little disappointment for me. Last time I saw Razorlight at Ali Pali, and Johnny Burrell recited every bus stop from where he lived all the way up to Ali Pali, and there was no random bus stop shouting. There was no mobile phone number offered to the crowd tonight, as he used to do back in the day. He very much just stuck to the script, really.
He did. Maybe he's learned his lesson. And also, this gig did get switched from Brixton to Hammersmith, so maybe he's not too familiar with the bus stops around here.
Well, that might be true. And, of course, we had Bjorn on the podcast a few years back, and... we're just going to pester him now, try and find out where the after party is. So here it is, your first ever Boys in the Band after show...
Reaction Pod. Indeed.
Enjoy. Right, go and check out Razorlight and all their albums, and you can't check them out on tour anymore because that was last night and it was awesome.
Yeah, but the greatest hits clearly is absolutely top. So yeah, check that out.